Welcome, big little besties, to After Bedtime. Today's episode is the episode you've all been waiting for, you've all been asking us for in the DMs. I am finally ready to share and unpack the truly jaw-dropping birth story of how baby number 3 barreled into this world in under 45 minutes. It is hilarious. We are literally almost peeing our pants in this episode. It is crazy. It is wild. We get into everything. We're sharing it because birth can be all kinds of different things. It can sometimes go ways that you've never expected it to go. And whatever your birthing story is, you're not alone, and we can totally unpack this together. Let's fucking go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally, here we are. It's after bedtime, the kids are asleep, and it is time to get down. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina. We're the duo behind the ever-popular Instagram account Big Little Feelings, which helps you navigate all things parenthood.
But this is not a boring-ass parenting podcast. There will be inappropriate jokes, we will be getting down and dirty, so put those babies to bed and let's have fun. Sitting on the chair directly next to me.
The same chair.
The same chair.
You guys are sharing a chair.
We thought we had two chairs. We don't have two chairs, so we're actually sharing a chair.
Yeah.
Very awkwardly.
Yeah, it works.
Okay, wait. We have to pause because we want to welcome you, listener, big little bestie, to the second ever episode of After Bedtime with Big Little Feelings. I am so fucking stoked for this episode. On my right, we have the super daddy. Sometimes people call him the zaddy. Just weird, I know. VP hype squad of Big Little Feelings, Tyler. He's here because he is the perfect person to co-remember and also just be kind of like the sounding board for one of the most chaotic days of really all of our lives together, honestly. My husband, my heart, my soul, Tyler Denham, the man, the legend, the myth.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be here, guys.
We're so happy you're here.
Am I the first guest? I'm the proper first guest.
Yeah.
You sure are.
Wow.
I think you're like the only guest. I don't know if anybody else wants to hang out with us.
Yeah. I'm not sure. You could share my chair.
Dina would love that.
You just like rotate chairs. Might be an episode where you guys are just sitting on the same chair.
Yeah, that's true. Why don't I do this more often?
That's an idea.
That way we should just, because
this
you guys can do that.
Is weirder, you know, than us doing.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's like a holding hands therapy assignment feels like, you know.
Oh, yeah. That what that is?
When you and I do it though, Kristen.
Yeah, that's natural.
That's different.
That's natural.
It's cool.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys.
VP Hype Squad.
Hello.
The man. Can we talk about VP Hype Squad? Like, why are you the VP Hype Squad?
I started the group text. It's called Hype Squad.
Yep.
It's a group text.
Yep.
I'm just out there every day just pumping you guys up.
Every blessed
day. You are a
good morning, ladies. Yes.
You keep
Let's
us going.
Go.
You give us life. Yeah. You are like a healing experience that I needed with my own mother. You know,
oh,
like
wow.
The compassion, the hype.
Yeah.
It's like, girls, I'm the so love. Proud of you.
It's unconditional so love. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because it's that like, it I is. Know that was a shitty story. Like, I know that was shitty today, but you're coming in. You're still gassing us up.
He's like, you tried so hard.
You were so good.
You gave it your
honey.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I love you.
I loved it.
I love you how you are.
It's great.
I loved it.
Okay.
Me personally.
Yeah.
It resonated.
It's true.
For me.
You really do.
The only
really
person
do. Like,
resonated
oh, wow, Dina. Like, I really needed those stories
You know,
today.
It's like when you're like, if I can just, if I can just touch one person, I'm that person for you every day. Just to make sure you got that baseline of at least one person.
I mean, I feel like when we started, that's like what we were doing it for. You know,
that's true.
Just like basically you. Yeah. And like maybe two other people where we were like, maybe somebody else feels like a garbage mom who stands like off to the side at preschool pickup.
And is just kind of like, I am that mom off to the side of preschool.
No, you are not. You are literally the social chair bell of the ball at preschool. No, you literally are like setting up play dates and like making friends between other friends and then making friends for us. You're literally, and then you come home and you're like, you'll never guess what Meredith said about Ethan's mom. You're never gonna fucking guess. Yeah, he gets all the hot gas.
No, it's like, true, I do.
You are not that mom. You are not that mom. Just to be clear. You're the popular mom. How's everybody doing today?
With what?
Just life. I'm tired.
You're tired.
No, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Hide it really well because I just drink a lot of like imported energy drinks.
Okay, that's true. But I beg you not to drink. Oh, and then I just said you like study after study.
I'm just hollowing my bones out every day.
Chemicals in it. And then he switches them
wasting
to like
away from the inside.
The chemicals he switches to. So he's like, it's so much better. And I'm like, this is worse. Like, just drink it with the sugar.
You can't drink coffee all day. I'm not one of those people that's like a coffee all day person.
I don't know that that's better.
No, there's going to be caffeine all day. Okay. It's just like, what kind?
Okay. I tried to have like a 4 p.m. kind of tea thing the other day. Oh, it was a kombucha. It was a kombucha.
Cute. Yeah.
And then while I was drinking it, I'm like over halfway done. And I was like, oh, whoa, why do I fucking feel weird? Like, I feel weird in my body. And then I flipped it over and it was like, don't worry, this booch just has, you know, enough.
Like, dare you.
This booch just has one cup of coffee's worth of caffeine. Oh, I was like, how dare you think that I could handle one cup of coffee? Like, how dare you? I'm fucked. It's 4 p.m. I'm fucked.
Wow. You're never going to sleep.
Was that yesterday?
No.
I don't know. It was a few days ago. Tired.
Okay. Yeah.
Lingering effect. Or that's the hangover. Yeah. The tired hangover just keeps going.
Drink a booch one time. It's really struggling.
You'll never be yourself again.
Oh my God. Well, you can attest to this that like I'm in a unique place today in my world, in my journey. Why? I'm in that interesting place. Why last night? Do you not remember last night?
I did.
Okay.
I think I'm already
you were not. Dina was not there.
I want to know.
My husband has forgotten about it. He's pushed
it's
it
already
down.
Been. It's already been so
stayed
shoved
there
away.
So long.
Shoved away. Gone. Gone. What did happen last night?
I'm in that phase every single month. This is what like being a woman is, where it's that game of, am I pregnant? I'm not. Yeah. Because A, it's like not that easy for me to get pregnant. Am I pregnant? Is this my period? Or is this a mentee B? You know what I mean? And you don't know.
It's like, a fun game for me to play.
It's still undecided.
Is it fun? Tyler.
It's a game. It's a game.
It's not. He said one. I just kept like crying a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a tear here.
And then he made one joke in the kitchen. That was a joke. It wasn't mean. It wasn't.
No, it was about something. It was a really good joke.
Do you remember what
it was a super good
what
joke.
What was it?
So it's like when I'm traveling.
Okay, wait. To stop and pause for a second. What this is that every time that we take a flight, no matter what, my husband is taking a nap. And somehow, even though we have prepped and we have talked about like, okay, he gets the two big girls, I get the baby, or maybe no matter what happens, I always end up with all three children sitting on my lap, screaming, wanting snacks, having iPads. Maybe they're not even screaming, but somehow all three kids are on top of me. And I look over and every single flight we've ever been on, no joke, his mouth is wide open. He is snoring audibly and taking a fucking nap on an airplane with kids. And Dina, I feel like even your husband, like, it's just a thing. Like, I look around the airplane and every man is on a fucking airplane with their mouths open, snoring, sleeping.
So it's like when I'm traveling, you wanted me to do something on the plane.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, if you're not asleep, because I always sleep on the plane when we're flying as a family.
Yep.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to sleep. I won't have any kids.
Yeah.
And
that was
like,
the moment.
You could literally, you could hear the last thread.
The sirens
just
go off.
Yeah.
That last thread just went, bink. And just like,
it's just gone.
And it was just like, I was like, oh no. No, it was bad.
Sobbing, but like while laughing, because it was really funny.
It was hysterical.
So I was like sob laughing.
And peeing your
true
pants.
True Menti B, yeah.
And I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It was, the jury's still out.
It was
out.
A good joke though.
I've taken 2 pregnancy tests. I'm not pregnant. Period's not here. Isn't a med TB.
Could be.
I'll let you know next week. I hope by next week we know. You know, this won't be forever, but like.
Might be. Maybe. Who knows? Like,
it could be forever.
Maybe it's man TB.
Maybe. And you know what? We all three of us, I wasn't there last night, but I was for your birth.
Oh,
we shared a really special experience together.
Yeah.
That was a really special day.
Let's get into it. That's what we're here for.
Speaking of
actually.
Napping at the wrong time.
Jesus Christ. Okay, wait. Like, if the listener does not know what we're talking about, because maybe you did not view the stories where I was live giving birth on Instagram. Crazy, I know. What we're referring to is I literally posted a video, no joke, from the hospital. From my perspective, I'm laying in the hospital bed, okay? I'm trying to take a little nap or even just a rest, and I'm zooming in on my husband. This is various times, by the way. And he is snoring louder than I have ever heard him snore in his entire life. And this isn't even just before, by the way. This is after too. It was just like a 48-hour hospital stay of me sharing on Instagram, just zooming in on him, snoring and sleeping. Like, he's never slept more in his entire life than when I was giving birth and after. Here we go.
Okay, we're big believers that small, easy changes can have big results, and that goes for your skincare routine too. These days, it's so confusing to know what product works for this and that and which work together in what order, so I'm just gonna make it easy for you. The Work System from Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, it's high-end skincare that's affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, by the way, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I do not have time to remember a 10-step routine. The Work System is everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, 2 incredible serums, and 2 luxurious moisturizers. Plus, with spring and summer around the corner, I love anything with sunscreen. Their Tinted Glow Wonder Screen with SPF 30 just came out in new shades, and it's amazing. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Dimebeautyco.com. It's about time you've checked out Dime.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, let's dive into baby T's birth. We're going to dive straight in like I did to your vagina that day.
Oh, wow.
Head first, just like the baby, head first.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I'm starting to get fuzzy. This is good. No, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Are you sweating?
We're there already.
Definitely. Definitely. Wow. By the way, so we have not shared this yet because I feel like you can't really share it on Instagram. I mean, first of all, let me back up. We absolutely shared this on Instagram, but not in the way of like the whole thing is there and you like see it. Dina.
I saw it all.
Saw it all. And also Dina's.
I loved it.
Dina's fantasy is that she somehow does show her birth everywhere on something, right?
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah,
she would love to show everything.
She's like dying to.
I love birth.
Yeah. Loves a birth. Remember the first time this podcast is never going to flow, by the way. I just want everybody to know that because I'm going all over place.
Up,
here
down.
We go. Do you remember when we posted your first birth that happened? Not Hunter, because I wasn't there, but Cohen. And or maybe it was Hunter, because you were posting it and you were going to post photos. And the photos were just like, you know, National Geographic.
Everywhere.
Because you can share anything about birth on Instagram. Like, you can share it all.
Sometimes,
and Dina's like knee deep in that world, you know, like all day you're seeing vaginas and blood and all of it. Yeah. So first it was going to be the first version of Hunter's birth was like National
Geographic. Here's his head.
Yeah. Truly.
Popping out.
Just blood all over the shower curtain on the floor.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I think 90% of people just clicked out of this episode. Yeah.
They're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, never mind. No, thank you.
Uh-huh. Nope.
Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I'm good.
Okay.
Been there.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Been there, done that. Got that t-shirt.
Yeah, we don't need to go back there. This was what, 10 months ago now? 10 and a half months ago?
Yeah.
We have not all unpacked this as a group, which is the most fun part about all of this. No.
No.
This is the most fun.
Yeah,
I've unpacked it in therapy.
Yeah, I was going to say, unpack the trauma for Kristen.
For months. Yeah.
That's how different it is. I feel like there's not really anything for me to unpack.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Okay.
You might change your mind.
We'll find out.
Yeah. We're going to bring you deeper and deeper.
By force. You will unpack this.
You better make something up to make me feel better. All right, baby T's birth. How do we even begin? Do you want to begin? Dina was there. Yeah,
I was kick us off. So Circle excited back. To have this baby.
Okay.
I was your non-certified really doula really of the day. I beat you guys to the hospital. I had coffee.
Oh my God, for you.
She was organized. She was getting the room set up. We were getting the flow.
I walked up to the window. They're like, hi, how can I help you? I'm like,
I'm here for a baby.
Excited.
I'm here for my baby.
My team, my people are having a baby today and I am helping.
They were like, do you need us to call anyone for you?
Security.
You need a psychiatrist. Yeah. Like, do you have one on staff? I am too fucking excited.
You're like up with like candles, like all these things I had sent you, where you're like, I'm going to Amazon that. I'm going to Amazon it overnight.
I got you a fan.
Yeah. Getting like a portable fan. Just all these things at the last minute where I'm like, Dina, I can't give birth without fucking fake candles in freaking out. And you're like, I'm gonna get them overnighted.
The playlist,
yeah.
The fan.
Yep.
We had artwork from your other kids.
Oh, that's true.
We hung it up.
Yeah.
I was honored to put your socks on, your cozy
oh God, I remember that.
Uterus
that's
socks.
The last thing I remember. The cozy uterus.
Yeah.
Y'all know about that? Yeah, well, I'm looking at you as if you know about
I do.
That.
I'm very used to putting on your socks. That's not new to me. That's not a new
thing. That's actually true. What is this, like, not 15 wrong. Years? Like, you would think he's talking about pregnancy,
no.
But truly in college. Wow. Yeah, college as, like, drunk idiots, right, is where it began.
You're like, can you put my sock? I'm just so cozy and my feet are cold. Can I have a pair of your socks?
I mean, that's how you, like, landed the deal. You know what I mean?
I'm like, this is going to get me really far.
Yeah, that's how you closed it,
that's
for
how
sure.
You literally closed the deal.
Yeah.
3 a.m., it's a little chilly.
Yeah. For the five guys listening to this, you want to get some points.
That's not true.
Throw some socks on your wife's feet. Yeah.
Mike, are
See
you
what
listening?
Happens. Watch what
I
happens.
I would like some cozy socks.
I want you to take care of me. That's Dina's like, it's Dina's number one thing. Is that
cozy
she
socks?
Just no? It's like, do you want to explain it? Do you want to explain it? Your number one, like your fantasy. Yeah, go ahead. Your fantasy of like your fantasy is like being like. I'm just kind of like sick and you need to like take care of me and like put a little warm blanket on me. You know, like,
can't you see I don't feel well? Like someone take care of me.
Take care of me.
Well, based on a sample size of two, I say that's like pretty popular thing for
God damn it.
For
I thought it was just
100%.
Oh, it's both of us.
It's
both
okay.
Of
us. That's both okay. Of us. I just want someone to take care of me. You know, think about me.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's coming from trauma.
Childhood. All right. Okay. We don't have to go and unpack that far. But
that'll
yeah,
be
no,
another
that,
episode.
Yeah, that was a light bulb moment.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay.
So we arrange your room.
Putting my socks on.
Right? They like room. They bring us to your room. Yeah. We literally rearrange all the furniture to make it so cozy.
By we, you mean you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm hyped.
Yeah.
The nurse walks in. I'm like, let's have this baby. Yeah. And she's like, it doesn't work like that. So this is going to be a really long day. And I was like,
right. Oh. This is an induction, oh, by the way.
Okay.
By the way.
Right.
This is an induction.
Yeah.
38 weeks like, on the dot.
You guys
nothing's
might
happening.
Have thought, like, I wasn't in it. I was just conserving energy.
Okay.
I
that
knew.
Was smart.
Are we segueing to this about
long...
you
no.
already?
No.
Okay.
You guys.
Just wondering.
The third one is about me. Okay. You had the first two about you. Okay.
This no, one? I think that's wrong. First of all, by the way, yeah, they're all
it's
mine.
Very wrong.
They're all mine.
It's
this
wrong.
One's Dina's, by the way. We already made that.
If it was
my
was anybody else's,
let's be clear,
it was
Dina's. Baby.
Best day of my life.
Yeah. So this is an induction, and we have no idea what to expect because, like, idiots, like, we just walk in there. I mean, and also, I just feel like, what a recurring theme of parenthood and motherhood. This could be your third fucking baby, and you still don't know.
No prep.
No breath. We have no idea. Well, even if you do, well, I mean,
like,
I got Pitocin with the second because my water was leaking. So I'm like, that's kind of an induction. Like, I wasn't having contractions yet. So they gave me Pitocin. So, like, I know what that feels like going from zero to 100 real quick. But we had no fucking idea where you walk in and they're like, oh, yeah, no, this is going to take a really long time. Like, probably tomorrow earliest, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, we haven't even talked about the psychotic part that I'm going to open up and share about.
Which
is I picked, because I was able to pick between two dates. And so I picked.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite. I really like this part.
Okay, the one day was on the Virgo and the next day was on the Libra, and we know I categorically have like pretty quick births, so I was like, we're going Virgo. And so when we walked in and we had our carefully laid plan, I'm getting an epidural. That's it. I don't give a shit about the music. I don't give a shit about the lighting. I don't give a shit if about anything else. Who pulls them? I don't care.
Don't care.
I want an epidural and I want a Virgo.
That's reasonable.
I don't feel like those two things were unreasonable. In retrospect, the sign, you know, I probably couldn't pick that. So when she says, like, oh, this is not going to take today, I'm like,
listen,
bitch, it's going to.
The look on your face, right. You're like, actually,
I don't know if you know this about me.
I will somehow magically get control of my uterus and I'll fucking get this baby
I'm gonna
out
get,
today.
We have until midnight, okay? Yeah. Like, I'm not saying it has to be now. I'm just saying, like, it's what, 10 a.m.? Yeah. We have until midnight. That's plenty of time.
We've got hours.
Plenty of time to have a baby.
Okay. I mean, honestly, that's good that you had that. Because if
that's
they're
cute.
Like, you can pick, they gave us like a 5-day range.
Yeah.
And you're like, pick any day you want.
Yeah.
And you're like, you fucking pick for me. I don't want to pick the day.
Wait, that's what you said?
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's
normal
a
people
lot
would
of
say
pressure.
Oh. No, I want to pick
is.
The day.
But and that's what I'm saying. It's a good thing that you were like, ooh, good. I can get a little Virgo baby.
Sure.
And I was like, you got it, honey. It finally happened.
Thank you for the blind support. Happened.
Well, that's because you're
blind
a Virgo.
Support.
Of course, you're like, well, fantastic.
Well, and all, yeah, exactly. Correct. And we have a Libra. So I'm like, you know, I mean.
They're like Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
Okay. All right. All right. We're like, we're really going into this. What happens next? Anybody? Because I black out at that point.
I go ahead and get comfortable.
Okay. Let's make this about you again. Go ahead and
well,
keep going.
Well, you're
no,
asking.
Keep sharing.
I'm giving
yeah,
it
ahead.
From my perspective.
Go ahead. No, I'm really curious. Keep going.
First of all, great birthing suite.
Okay.
Okay. There's like a little single size Murphy bed.
Okay.
Super comfortable.
Great.
Really comfortable.
Great.
I pop down. Yeah. Have a little rest. Because we know what you're having a rest. And I get that you need a rest. But like, I'm going to have a rest too. Uh-huh. I know it's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Conserve the energy.
Yeah.
Get a little rest. Do I regret the snoring? Yes.
Yeah. The part about you having a rest is that then it's so loud that then I don't have the rest. You know what I mean? And
true.
It is kind of about me.
No, I get
about
that.
To go on like a marathon in my body. You know, so you have a rest and I stare at you
having a rest
with murder eyes for like 2 hours.
Just filming me so you can just like be like, this was you.
Yeah.
This was you.
Yeah.
Do you feel good about this? That's you talking to me.
Mildly. I was mildly more supportive, but sure. Okay, so
then they
Dina,
gave you a
going.
Ripener. Which, okay. Very weird word.
That's
to me.
A weird
like, that
word.
Was a funny yeah, thing. Gross. When they said it,
that's gross.
My body felt this, something funny.
Okay.
I was asleep for that part, I guess.
Yeah. And I blacked out. Dina, do you want to take it away? Because I don't think either of us know what
your doula. I was dialed in. Dialed in.
Okay, go ahead.
So we take a ripener, right? Chris, well, when I say we, I mean Kristen.
I have one in support.
Yeah. That's we learn.
We're all getting loose.
Okay. You get the ripener.
Yeah.
4 hours go by.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'm pissed.
Nothing.
I do
remember that.
They give me another dose, right?
Yeah.
Another fucking 4 hours. Yeah. So I go home and say hi to my kids.
Mm-hmm. Was it 8 hours at that point? Or was it one? I think yeah, I only had one. Didn't I only have one?
Well, then you got Pitocin after that.
No, I didn't ever get Pitocin.
Oh, okay.
Well, guys, never mind. I think I only had one.
You didn't have
Or I had two, but I never had Pitocin. And then my water broke.
Sure? Oh, you're right.
My water broke on the ball.
I had two doses,
but the second one I was pissed. And I was like, I'm not napping anymore. Going on this fucking ball. I'm going to make something happen.
Yeah. You bounced so hard so that I you bounced exploded so hard, your water.
Yeah, that my water broke. And I was thrilled.
That's why you can't jump on trampolines when you're pregnant.
Okay, probably. That sounds right. Sure. Yes, sure.
Reasonable.
Okay. So the water breaks. We're thrilled.
We're thrilled.
When we go in, by the way, we say, this is really why Dina did come. Because I'm like, I love you. You're Tyler, the most supportive, loving person in the world. Also, I need a shark that's going to get me an epidural. Because they're not going to believe me when I say my births go quick.
Yeah, they're like, all right,
they're laughing.
They were all day.
Eight hours.
Thing we say, we get in there.
Every 30 minutes, Dina is like, so just as a reminder, it goes quick. So at the very first contraction, you're going to shove that shit in there, right? How long will it take for the anesthesiologist
on call, right?
to get in
right?
here?
They're ready.
Everyone's on call.
No, we both were checking.
They're going to get in here, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Because I was talking to him a lot, too. I was like, she's not fucking around.
Yeah.
She's going to like rip your head off. Yeah. She doesn't get.
Because what happened with my second was Pitocin happened. And then they didn't tell me that you needed. This was just a random thing that this one person did and not everybody does. You need 2 hours of fluids before you can get the epidural. But it was going so fast from the first contraction was like 45 minutes or an hour. It was going so fast. I wasn't having time to do the fluids. Long story short. I got it at a nine centimeter. And I was like, I will never fucking do that again. I never want to feel that again. And luckily for that one, it made it in time for her to come out. I pulled her out. It was beautiful. It was blissful. So I was like, that is not happening this time.
Yeah.
Getting the epidural in time.
Also, the doctor after was like, that's not a thing. You don't have to have 2 hours of fluid.
Yeah, though everybody has that.
That's terrible.
So we were making sure that this was not going to happen this time. And then.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
It started going real fast all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Yeah.
Primal screaming.
Oh, God.
It was not a marathon at that point. It was a sprint.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It literally went, like, just so fast.
So fast.
Yeah.
And just so you know, our beautiful after bedtime listener, the average active labor lasts 4 to 8 hours. Yeah, it went by much faster than that. So, by the way, a precipitous labor, one that's 3 hours or under, sounds like a dream. You're like, yes, get it done so fast. Good for you. Jealous.
I thought that would be a good thing.
Nope. When you really look into people's experiences, the medical experience, it is like a train running through you. And for a lot of people, it is a traumatic birth.
And that's when we started yelling for the anesthesiologist.
We're screaming.
Because we had talked to her a couple times. She was like, how are you doing? Yeah. I'm getting ready. Yeah. I'll be on call.
Yeah.
She was great. And then like it happened. And she burst into that room with you at like 9 centimeters. Yeah. And she was like, what is happening? Yeah. And we were like, no. We've been telling you all day. Everybody is startled by how quickly this baby is.
She's like, I heard you. I heard you two floors down. I heard you screaming.
Then you could probably have run faster though.
Yeah. She's been waiting outside my fucking door. What were you doing?
Okay, but real talk. I also felt really mad at that point when they were giving you the epidural. Because you probably don't remember this.
I do remember this. Go ahead.
You were like,
I'm
shaking,
going for therapy for
screaming, breathing through contractions.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
and
a lot.
They are all making jokes.
They're laughing.
They're
laughing.
Like, oh, you did need an epidural.
No, no.
Yeah.
They're laughing at you. Yeah. And like, I almost started yelling at them.
Yeah. I mean, you should.
But I also didn't want to like make your birth team mad and like put you in jeopardy.
Oh,
so I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then they start asking you while you're like dying. dying through a contraction. Dying. They're like, so do you being want another murdered. Baby after this? You want another baby?
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck are you guys saying?
Yeah. And then also I kept saying like, because then once it went in and it was just going so fast, but to me it felt like 7 years. And so I'm like screaming at them, which I feel badly about, but I'm like, no, it's not working. Like, why is it not working? And the response over and over and over was, it is working. Not like, oh, it takes time. Oh, it might be ramping up. It just over and over was like, it is working. And so my biggest nightmare in this world, I have literal recurring nightmares every night. I have a nightmare where something catastrophic has happened, catastrophic, and I'm screaming and I'm telling people like, help, help, like she's dying. And then everyone that I love and strangers are like around me and they're all like, it's fine. Like, it's not a big deal. And they're laughing and they're making jokes and they're like, yeah, she's dying. Cool. Okay. And then like, and they're just brushing me aside. And so this happened in real life.
IRL.
At the birth.
Yeah, yeah,
that was really bad.
Okay, so he barrels.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, thank you. We could pause for that. That's nice.
Yeah, that's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Big time.
Thanks. But also what was fucked up is just giving birth unmedicated, unwillingly, you know?
Yeah. Like, I went in willingly.
Dina
I
had a home birth. Done purpose. Home births. Yep, on purpose.
Yeah.
On purpose.
But yours,
oh, Jesus.
You look at your good birth you. Plan, and yeah. the birth plan literally was just like chicken scratch, huge writing that was like, wrap me in a hospital sheet, yeah. stab me in the back.
Epidural.
You know? Epidural.
Epidural.
That's truly, it. That's all I want.
You didn't
that
even
was
need it. A bed.
No. Like, no. Epidural. Give a fuck. Like, put me in a closet. I don't need nice things. Like, I'm garbage. Put an epidural in my back.
Stab me.
They'll come 26 minutes later. This baby will be here. And like, I'll take care of it. Like, I got the doula.
Got that part.
All I need is the epidural.
I got the baby.
I don't need a room. Okay. Like, fuck it. Jesus. I'm here for the epidural.
Okay. So from there,
yeah.
you lay down.
Yeah.
You are primal screaming.
Because you have to lay down, by the way, once you've put the epidural yeah. in your body, yep, but it yep, hasn't yep, yep. worked yet. So you don't want to be laying down. You want to be standing up and swaying and moving right. or like on whatever the fuck you did over a shower curtain in your house, which by the way, when Dina gave birth, it was like, like we're ramping at a 9.5, you know, 9.5. And that's it. And that's it. And mine is laying on my back. All the lights, like we're the fucking Real Housewives, lights shining. And I am screaming.
Can I do an impression of it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because it's like stuck with me, you know?
Oh, wow. So you do have trauma. Go ahead.
No, I don't think so. Because it's like, this is beautiful. It was like, it goes like this. Nice. It goes,
oh! That is exactly it.
That's it.
But with more pain.
Well, yeah,
but with
louder.
More, no, it was loud. Yeah. I'm like, I'm kind of scared, but this is beautiful.
It's okay to feel scared. I'm the doula and I've got you. I'm here.
No, well, no, your face was pretty scared too. Like once they started, once they were like diminishing me and like we knew that patrol wasn't happening and there was nothing you could do
intense.
Either.
That's true.
You looked scared too. Where I was like,
scared
this is happening. This is happening. And then you went back in though.
Well,
and then you were like,
sad
we got this.
Too.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
like, what the fuck? This was her one thing she
one
wanted.
Thing.
Like, guys, we couldn't deliver this?
No.
Two stars.
Couldn't do better.
Two. It's like
two stars on
you. Negative two. Okay. Benny comes out, feel everything. Dina, Jesus.
Yeah, I watched it open.
You did.
I mean, this is
you
my
did.
Dream.
Yeah,
but
you love
like,
this.
His little head's crowning.
Yeah, yeah. And oh, you like so you willingly choose that.
Yeah, I gave you a. I filmed a whole video right up in there. I was right next
you for
to
that.
The doctor.
I really liked that. Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. Yeah. We definitely like Martin Scorsese's each other's births. You know, we like we both really
it
did.
It was cinematic.
Yeah.
Second baby, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I feel like. How often does this happen? I'm going to take a little look. I'm going to see. I'm going to witness.
Tyler's like an above the head.
The miracle of life.
Normally. Okay.
I'm above the knees.
Okay. Yeah.
Typically, I'm above the knees.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give it a look.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a look.
Okay.
I peek around and I go, oh.
Never mind.
Then I turn completely white and the doctor's like, is he going
to. No, that was the epidural, my love. That was, you had to, the nurses stopped taking care of me and took you to go sit down to get you like a fan, get you a little snack,
cold washcloth on the head.
No joke. During the epidural
was?
Of our second born. Oh, that's well, when that happened.
Okay. Well, the oat moment was definitely when I took a look.
Yeah, sure.
You know what? I could have gone without it. I don't. It wasn't worth it.
I honestly, like, I don't get it because I like watching, yeah. like, watching Cohen sure. come out of your vagina sure. was like beautiful.
I'll tell you beautiful. What, it's just as much of a miracle from the side.
Yeah, I respect the shit out of that. Yeah. So he comes out.
Yeah.
And he's then here. It was great. And then it was beautiful. And then, cool.
and then you got numb.
Yeah,
like, that's the bad part. Right? So yeah. it's like baby's here. Oops, yeah. you're stoned oh, out of your boy. Mind, yeah. out of your gourd.
Yeah, that was kind of fucked up because I got the worst of all the worlds. First of all that matters is that he came out and he was okay. Yeah. By the way, when he healthy. Came out, I mean, yeah. he was here. That's all that we wanted. We yeah. went through IVF for that little baby. We were struggling for that little baby. I was waiting for that baby. I went to a, what's her name?
A psychic?
Yeah, spiritual, I guess a psychic. Like a sure.
healer.
Yeah. Who like healer. Nailed his personality before he was even like an embryo. You know, like we were just waiting for the cry. Waiting for this.
I hate to cry.
Oh, little baby. So really that takes Trump over like everything else that happened mm-hmm. in the birth, which is nice because even with other births, the connection doesn't happen right away and that's okay. And mm-hmm. it doesn't have that. But with him, it really was like the minute that shit was over, even though, yes, I still then felt the
speaking
epidural.
Speaking of shit, and I couldn't, that was the first time you didn't shit yourself.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like,
you yeah. tore. No, I thought we did.
No,
though.
Shit.
I thought
no, you
somebody,
didn't shit.
Somebody decided
no,
I
no,
did.
No, no, no,
no.
You didn't wow. shit yourself because I made a comment after. I was like, honey, you didn't shit yourself. Good job.
I can't say the same for myself for both births.
The remaining
maybe
10%.
The third one. Maybe the third
maybe
one.
The remaining 10% just closed out of the episode. They were like, oh, this was funny, but not that far.
You got me.
Or they've given birth and they're like, damn, you didn't shit yourself?
Dude, what?
Nice.
Like, yeah, that's whoa. Pretty impressive.
Great job, I mean, Kristen.
To be fair, it took 26 minutes. So there wasn't really a lot of time, I think, for the bowels
it
to like.
It did not take 26 minutes.
No, from like contraction is what I mean. It yeah, was like. Yeah. That
I don't even
from
think
like
it was
26 the contraction.
Minutes.
Oh, you think it was less?
It was probably 10
it
minutes.
Was really
okay.
fast.
It was like 10 minutes.
Great.
Straight
okay.
up.
That's what we're talking about, guys. Yeah, there was no time yeah. to shit yourself. I wish.
There wasn't.
I
there
wish.
There definitely wasn't.
I wish there was a little bit more time.
Oh, I thought you were saying you wish you shit yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if that comes with like being able to like spread what? It out, you know, over sure. like 8 hours or so, that sure. was a nice, like the first birth was like a nice
you would have been like, if this took more time, yeah. I would have been happy to shit myself.
Listen, like Dina, when she was giving birth at one point realized she's about to shit herself, okay?
True.
So you guys
no
actually
shame in the game anymore, by the way. This is just the three of us.
This is for us now.
Sorry, everyone. Dina, by everyone I mean us three. So Dina realizes she's about to shit herself in her like she's in her like dainty free people bralette and she's like you know, and so it's all so beautiful, so it makes sense because that's the moment. And she's at like a 9, we're almost there, and suddenly she's like, get out! Everyone get out!
I'm like, Kristen,
get in the bathroom! The doula starts to get out. You're like, not you!
Don't you stay here, bitch!
But none of us knew that was why she was
you're
telling
like,
us to get out.
Is happening?
No, I was like, fair, got it. Yep, that's cool. That's fine.
You're in charge
it's
here.
Not about me. I don't care. Yeah, like I'll get out.
I probably don't want to be here for whatever's happening anyway.
By the way, yeah. I started just crying. Oh, and I was like, God. I can't push him out without pooping right now. And she's like, just do it. It's fine.
Yeah,
just poop. Do it. Like, that's birth.
Just poop.
And I was like, no. And then it happened. And yeah. I was like, get back in here. He's coming.
That's actually not. That's, I think you were like, guys, I'm so sorry. Let's regroup. I really apologize for that. And I'm like, girl, you're at a 9.5. Like, it's okay. You don't scream at us. Like, scream at me. It's okay. Yeah, that's, non-medicated.
That's the sequel book, though, to Everybody Poops. It's like, everybody poops when giving birth.
Yeah, except for one. And then it goes that bad. I mean, sure. Okay. I celebrate that.
High five for that.
Great. Do we have anything else to unpack? I feel like we really got it all.
And then we ordered like pasta. Really
the oh, end. It was pasta. I thought it was going to be
is
sushi.
Cake
I
too?
No, I had a you. We talked about it leading up to the birth. We were like, all right, what is
cake.
The list of things you want?
Yeah,
and it
ice
was
cream cake.
Pasta.
Yep.
Sushi.
Yeah.
And a bagel with cream cheese.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I still want that right fucking now, by the way.
You're like, damn, I know what I'm ordering.
Damn, I know what you're going to get me later.
Socks. Full circle.
Give me some sushi and some pasta.
My feet are cold.
I'm hungry.
My feet are cold.
I'm hungry. Well, that's a wrap. This has been really great. This was much better than unpacking it in therapy because it was a lot more fun.
This was
a lot
so
cheaper
fun.
Than therapy, too.
That day was fun. This was fun.
This man, was all really
I love
fun.
You guys.
Dina, I can't wait for your next baby. It's going to be great.
I mean, I'm not going to be there.
Not even from above.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Not even from knees up.
I'll be like, Kristen, what's happening? And she'll be like, she's giving birth. I'll be like, great.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Okay. So to summarize for our dear listeners, our big little besties, whew. This is what we learned from that insane experience. Honestly, the first thing that comes to my mind is that nothing matters more than when that baby, I'm almost going to tear up saying it. I tried to say it earlier and I'm coming back to it. Than when that baby is placed on your chest. I mean, when you get to hold your baby for the first time, it melts everything away. Like, everything that happened, anything that led up to it, any of like all of the pain, all of the insanity, all of this, it just completely, completely melts away. Oh my God. Like, I'm literally getting emotional about it right now because that little baby, by the way, like if you are pregnant and you're listening to this or you're listening to other birthing stories and it just sounds like so, so scary or so like, oh gosh, I just want to say like, first of all, I love listening to real birthing stories and not just the like very peaceful ones, because I think it's important to know that sometimes things don't go according to plan. And in the end, if you take nothing else from this, here's what you take from it. This little baby is about to turn one, and oh my God, again, I'm gonna cry. This little angel baby has just filled this void in my life. He was the puzzle piece that was missing from our family. I mean, my girls and Tyler and just everyone. He's just the beaming joy. God, just like the center of our universe. So if you take nothing else from this episode, take this. It's all worth it. It's all worth it. It's all worth it. Maybe the second thing also is just like, no matter how your birth went, maybe your birth was like 36 hours, maybe it was 48 hours, it ended in the C-section, maybe you are the parent who was waiting in the waiting room for adoption and you didn't get to see the birth. Whatever it is, the only other thing I want you to take from this episode is that your unique journey of bringing your child into this world is fucking gorgeous. It's fucking gorgeous. And I bet it came with a lot of trials and a lot of tribulations. And in the end, it was amazing. Whew. Thirdly, last thing. I could go forever, by the way. Could I do like 10 things? But I won't. The last thing is, you are never alone. Like, if you think scrolling through Instagram or scrolling through everything and you're reading all these at-home birthing stories that are just so peaceful, and maybe that's great. There's nothing wrong with those births. But if you are reading these and feeling like, fuck, what is wrong with me? Like, why was my birthing experience so different? I just want you to know, you are never alone. All of us are out here. We're all together. We all have had such different journeys to get here, but we are truly all in this together. Dina, Tyler, I am so grateful that I had both of you on my side that day.
Thanks for being my team, guys.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, let's just jump into some questions from the BLF fam. Okay, I love that. Let's do it.
Can I just say I love Q&A day? It's like my favorite. I've known you guys for so long, and I'm just like, this is fun.
Wow.
It is fun.
Is it still fun?
It's still incredibly
fun.
Wow,
that's nice. That's nice. Do you want to join us for this Q&A real quick? I feel like you could give some advice.
I can
unsolicited,
give,
like, man advice. You know what I mean?
I can mansplain some things if you need me to.
We would love to.
I don't even know what the questions are, so this is going to be...
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready? Okay. Yeah, let's direct it at you. Here we go. Erica says, I'm flying for the first time with two under 4 years old. Best flying tips for toddler and baby.
Don't ask me.
Go to sleep, right?
You go to sleep? Sorry, I was going to say, I'm already triggered.
If you can fall asleep before takeoff, no, you know what? Make it to takeoff. But then just immediately go to sleep.
Are you trying to die?
Like, I'm already dissociated from the episode, which is good. So, like, while I'm sweating and I'm having the visceral feelings of rage,
I don't actually feel it right now. You don't like to fly. I love to fly. It's like,
I bet
comforting.
You do.
It's comforting.
I bet you do. I bet you love it.
Sounds luxurious.
And, like, the two kids are older and they love to fly too now.
Okay, so now, okay. All right. Dina,
let's get into
Erica's flying for the first time. Two under 4 years old. Best flying tips for toddler and a baby.
Okay. Let's start off here. It's going to be chaotic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's going to be a hell of a day.
Hell of a day.
So yeah. You need to do whatever you need to do to survive that day.
That's right.
Here's my tip. Okay. Let me cut you guys off real quick.
He's back.
I'm back. I'm going to cut you guys off right there.
Yep. Go ahead.
What I like to do is we go pick out some like candy and snacks at the snack stand.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I'm with you.
Because here's the thing. If you can get them some chewy candies,
okay.
Give them some chewy candies on takeoff and landing.
Okay.
Bam.
That actually is
that
a
actually
tip.
Does. That actually
take
does
care of the popping ears.
Yes. Chew or suck a pacifier. Right. Or
it depends on
same
their age,
way
right?
That you give the baby a bottle or a pacifier. Give your older kids some gummies.
Because hot tip, that doesn't go away once they're not babies. Like you have a 2, 3, 4, 5, even 6-year old will be screaming because the ears hurt. Yeah. So yes, chewy, great idea.
Chewy candies.
What I'm also hearing, is that you went to the store at the airport, which A, makes it kind of fun for them.
Yeah, it's
right?
novelty.
That's nice. What I'm hearing also is maybe you're getting to the airport early enough to be able to go to the store, which is where my tip comes in, which is like, don't fucking play around with timing. Like, we are not rolling into this business style. What, you traveled all over for work? Neither of us did, but I'm just thinking of like Dina, where you just roll into the airport and you go right to the gate. Like, that's not happening. No, we are buffering in time. And then at the worst, they can like run up and down a nice, like, quiet area. Yeah. You can go get some snacks.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Other hot tip?
Hot tip.
Prep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Talk to your kids. Read books about airplanes.
Explain
what's going to happen because the more familiar they are with this new concept, the smoother the whole thing's going to go. They need to know what they're walking into, know what to expect, understand what you can do on the airplane.
It might be a little bumpy.
You can play games. It might be a little bumpy.
Yeah.
We are safe.
Because the thing is that we know as adults what happens on airplanes. We know what happens at airports.
Yeah.
And the thing is, even if our toddler has already done it or they did it as a baby, their brains really like to know every single specific thing that happens.
Sensory overload.
So otherwise, you're right. Maybe it's a little bit overwhelming. Maybe meltdowns are happening and you're like, what is going on?
Well, your brain goes into panic mode.
When
it doesn't understand what's going to be happening.
Yeah, okay. last hot tip.
Lots of time.
Boundaries go out the window.
Yep.
Lollipops.
Big do whatever
screen
you do.
Screen time.
Yep. Naps.
5 hours of screen time if you need to. Just
go
get
nuts.
Through that
Just
plane ride.
Nuts.
And That's if you're going to do screen time, last thing I learned the hard way one time, practice headphones
at home
beforehand. Because otherwise it's overwhelming and very confusing when you're doing it on the airplane.
Oh,
there's so much new. Do it at home. Trust me.
Prep.
All right. Next question.
Here we go.
Is from Emma. Kristen's white couch.
Ooh.
How does it hold up with toddlers? Are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm going to be honest.
Quick answer. Yep.
I get scared around the white couch when I'm in your house.
How
like, I
dare
scared.
You? Because we had a BFF consultation about this. So how dare you turn on me like this? Because I literally, sorry, babe, not to you, but to my other half, came to you and said, Dina, I know you've always wanted a white couch.
I do.
You got the gray couch because your husband, Virgo, analytical,
yep,
makes sense. And we're dreamers.
I fought the fight and
we're dreamers.
I lost.
And you lost. And then you were like, you know what? I regret it. And I kind of wish I could just have the white couch and say, fuck it. And
but
that's not
what,
why. I'm not saying
Are you
why.
Saying I diddled you?
No, I don't. First of all, you have a different opinion. I don't fucking, I have no regrets. I love
do
my
you
white
know
couch.
Who,
I love
do you know
I love
who
my
else?
Couch.
I love it.
I love my white
I'm
couch.
Jealous. I want it.
Like, I don't really care that it's dirty all the time.
Dina, you're scared. Of, you're scared of like going on the couch because you're going to get it dirty, right? Like,
you guys, I am sitting on a blanket on the white chair because I'm
fuzzy
terrified.
Blanket on top of a white chair.
I'm yeah. terrified.
But do you know
I'm
who else
scared.
Is scared of getting the couch dirty?
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking nobody.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what?
Nobody
this is my childhood
shit.
Trauma, guys.
Right.
This
exactly.
is my childhood trauma.
Exactly.
Here it is.
Like, no.
scared to make
care.
A mess.
Well, you shouldn't care.
You and I talked about it, Chris.
Yeah.
We talked about the white couch.
Okay.
I voiced my opinions. You were like, oh, I want a white couch. But we did what I you wanted white.
Yeah.
I wanted a darker color.
Yes.
So we compromised yeah. and got white. Like every
What's
loving
the joke?
Couple
What's
does.
That's the joke you always say?
That's a joke. It's like my okay. wife wants the air conditioning on 69. I want it on 74. So we compromise and it's on 69.
Right. On the white couch. Okay. Yeah.
It was a horrible idea.
I think it's, first
I
of all,
still
I have,
don't support it.
No, so to answer,
it does look
to
very
answer
clean.
The question, yeah. it's not. It's covered oh. in like, even like
dog
it
hair.
Looks like oil stains. But by the way, you can throw it in the washing machine. A lot of the shit comes out. I don't because that does take a lot
you say
of time.
That like it's
it takes
easy,
a lot of
but
time. But I think a lot of people, I won't say normal people, but a lot of people could probably handle putting their cushions in the yeah. washing machine. You
Here's
know what
the
I
thing.
Mean?
It looks great from far away.
It looks
great.
Amazing. I don't mind. And I love it. And I have no regrets.
Mm. I'm going to sit on your couch. I've decided.
We're going to do like an
I'm
exposure therapy.
Yeah.
Every time you come over, I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, do you see the chocolate over here? There's chocolate and then dog hair. And then like, that's probably a little bit of pee.
Yeah.
You know,
ultimate fear is period on your couch. Okay, moving on.
Okay, here we go. Is it a period? Am I pregnant or is it a mentee pee? I don't know. We'll find out today on my couch. Next. Oh, is it my turn to read a fucking question?
Thanks, Emma.
Not ready. Not ready.
Love you, girl.
Love you.
You're awesome.
All right. Final question. I don't really want this episode to end, guys. This was really fun.
Me either.
I'm not gonna lie. Dina's
can
like, I
can I
do without
back?
It. I don't know.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I hit my wall.
I'm good. I'm ready to go home.
Can
I'm
I
tired.
Come back?
I'm tired. Maybe. I don't know. It's to be determined.
We're
by
gonna
the
have
audience.
A meeting for that
yeah,
to
like,
assess.
More than just us. As much as this seems like there's like low budget, we have no idea what we're doing because we don't. There are other people that are decision makers behind this. And by that, I just mean Dina and I have to talk about it. Okay.
Fair.
Mark.
Like, we cannot keep talking about us shitting ourselves. Because, surprise,
the team
I
want to
keep talking about that. I've got another topic that involves shitting
He's invited
yourself.
Back, but, like, is he going to talk about shit? Yeah, well, no.
I probably right. will.
The final question. Can I do it? Do you yeah. have anything else that you want to say before I go to the final question? I feel like you got something bubbling in there.
Well, now I have this other thing, but we'll save it for the next time.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, now I'm fucking curious. Why would you do that? Is it good or is it about shit?
It's about shit.
Okay, nope. Denied. God damn it. Mark. Hi, Marky Mark. Can I call you that? That's weird. Mark is asking what to do when I can't sit with my kid and let them cry for 20 minutes. ... #life. Mark, this is a great question. Tyler, do you want to kick us off?
Nope.
That's fair.
Really?
That's fair.
No, I don't.
You win? Okay. All right. I think it's a great question.
Yeah, it is.
The goal of all of this that we share, that we talk about, you're validating feelings, you're holding boundaries, we're shifting to the yes, whatever it may be. The goal of all of this is not to be perfect, to be fair. And not 100% of the time are we swooping down to eye level, calmly looking them in the eyes, sitting with them for as long as it takes while we either hold them and let them know we're validating their feelings just by being there, saying it out loud. That's great. Can we do that some of the time? Like sometimes I do that and I'm like,
Cool.
I do that a lot.
That's dope as fuck.
Not when I've got a doctor's appointment in 15 minutes.
We gotta go. True. Not when there's a screaming baby, needs to be changed, needs a bottle. So what that looks like, or even, hey, we're making a sandwich, we gotta go to school, okay? This is the example I always like to use. We're making a sandwich, we're making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, we're having a hard time, okay? Mm-hmm. Kid is over there having a hard time. We can still be doing what we need to do. Changing the baby's diaper, making the sandwich, putting shoes on their feet, whatever it is that we have to do, because hashtag life, thank you, Mark, is real.
Yeah.
And so we can, from afar, say, hey, I see you. I hear you. I'm making a sandwich right now. I've got to make these sandwiches for school. Yeah. I love you. I'm right here. And then maybe even just give it a break, right? Keep making your sandwich. Let them know. I hear you. I'll be with you in, you know, however long it is. 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever it takes. Right?
Yeah. And totally okay for your kid to feel sad, to feel frustrated, to let it out, to cry. You don't have to fix it.
You don't have to fix it.
That is the big thing. That expressing feelings, letting them out, is actually so healthy.
Yep.
And I think it's just like human nature, especially as a parent. You like want to make them feel better. Mm-hmm. And you also don't want to hear it sometimes.
Right.
I don't want to hear crying for 20 minutes.
Right. And that's the other part.
It's like one of those things.
I think it's tempting where you want to like swoop in.
Exactly.
I'm going to mansplain and cut you off. You want to swoop in and do it, like do the thing, like validate the feeling so it can just be fucking over, right? Where it's like, okay, now we're done now. Like, let's move on. We get it, right? And so instead, like, keep doing what you're doing. Let them out.
Yeah. It's like you're going to, like, in life, like, even if you wanted to, they're just going to keep going. And it's like, you just have to be like, this is it.
Yeah.
And this is so.
This is healthy.
This is what's going to happen.
And it's part of their brain development right now. And that.
You just got to embrace
toddler, preschooler.
It's
going to
suck for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And you just have to be like, all right, well, this is happening. Yeah. And I'm not, there's nothing I can do with it.
It's really like the feeling that you're getting across in an ideal dream world is like, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Your feelings are not too much. Let them out, honey. Yeah. That's the feeling we want to get across. By the way, we're going to fuck up on that a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. But if that's all we can do, then dude, you did a great fucking job.
Let them know
you did a great job.
They're safe.
Even from afar.
And
I'm
going
to
let it out. And you're going to have to like.
We're going
to
make the sandwich.
Just going to be okay with
hungry.
It. Yeah.
I'm starving right now, by the way.
Bedtime
I think
snacking?
It's time for us to
Do you know what time it's for?
What time for?
Midnight nachos.
Oh, Jesus. That's a whole nother podcast.
Midnight nachos.
This goes in with the chemical drinks, where
my
I'm like, I don't know. I love a nacho situation. I just don't know that you should be having nachos at midnight.
It's just
every
called
night.
Midnight nachos. It's not every night.
And like, there's not a specific study that I could like send you about midnight nachos, but like... Maybe
trademark
less, maybe
midnight
less.
Nachos.
Okay, well, this has been delightful, actually, truly. And if I weren't so hungry, I would keep going.
Oh, this is fun.
Frankly,
this
I'm fine.
I
like
this.
I could keep. Dina's exhausted.
I'm tired.
She broke.
I
see her face. Her face is just like a frozen smile. Like
she's thinking about what cereal she's gonna have when she gets home.
Yeah, I'm starving. I'm a little snacky.
Oh, but I can't have midnight nachos.
Thank you for joining us on After Bedtime. We love you, bitches.
This has been great. And clearly we cannot cover all that we want to in just this episode.
Wish we could.
So you can find more at biglittlefeelings.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Big Little Feelings.
And if you loved this episode, and I'm sure you did, because let's be honest, this was a great episode. It was so fun. Be sure to listen and follow After Bedtime with Big Little Feelings and Odyssey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We love you.
Love you.
We love you. We can't wait to do it again next week.
See you next time.